the storyline of the Bible read by Kathy Bird.
Abram has a child with Sarai's maidservant. After living 10 years in Canaan, Sarai said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Can be found in Genesis 16:2. Abram agreed to Sarai's request, but after Hagar, the Egyptian maidservant, became pregnant, she began to look down on Sarai. Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your servant is in your hands," Abram said. "Do whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. Can be found in Genesis 16:5-6. The angel of the Lord found Hagar at a spring beside the road to Shur. He told Hagar to return to Sarai and submit to her. He comforted her by saying, "I will increase your descendants, that they will be too numerous to count." Can be found in Genesis 16:10. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "You are now with child, and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." Can be found in Genesis 16:11-12. Hagar returned to Sarai and gave birth to a son named Ishmael, which in Hebrew means "God hears." Abram was 86 years old when Ishmael was born. God confirms his covenant with Abram. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, father of many, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God." Can be found in Genesis 17:1-8. God's command to be circumcised. Then God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring. Whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." Can be found in Genesis 17:9-14. God reveals that Sarai, age 90, will have a son. God also said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her." Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, "If only Ishmael might live under your blessing." Then God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. The name means he laughs, because Abraham laughed at having a son in his old age. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year. When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him. On that very day Abraham took his son Ishmael, and all those born in his household or bought with his money, every male in his household, and circumcised them, as God told him. Abraham was 99 years old, and his son Ishmael was 13 on the day they were circumcised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham when he was 100 years old, and they named him Isaac. God had blessed Sarah and Abraham, and they couldn't stop laughing because of the thought of having conceived and given birth to a son in their old age. Abraham circumcised Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God commanded him. Can be found in Genesis chapter 17, verses 14 through 27.